Blog Talk Radio.
When you come into this presence, they say up the name of Jesus, and you hear the people pray, and you hear the people pray, let's all care about your way. Let's all go behind you, let's go wait another minute, but get up and on your feet, and get the church in.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want somebody to grab a mic and open us up in prayer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody grab a mic and open us up in prayer here.
Hallelujah.
What other was
that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I need you to a mic so people in radio line can hear you. Grab the mic, guys. Come on, grab the mic.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Oh, God can do it. Oh, God can do it.
Yes. Oh, somebody needs to leave for sure today. They woke up in the morning. Somebody woke up in the morning. I know everybody here must have woke up. Because you're here now. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
Only God can do it.
Only God can do it. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on and bless him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God, of all the praise. Your name is great. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that's our church's website. Hallelujah. The ministry's website. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, hallelujah, we have our cash app is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that's been sowing the seed and our that's sending it through our cash app, through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Hallelujah.
And also our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Don't forget the first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. The second Sunday. And the second Sunday is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. We will truly. The third Sunday of the month is our birthday corner. Malachi Malcolm. Hallelujah. Blessing the whoever's birthday is in that month. Hallelujah. A gift and a card. Hallelujah. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Our children are under the direction of Elder T.B. Stevenson. Hallelujah. Bring your children out so they can learn the word of God and they can talk the word of God. And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to give us a review of what they learned in Good News Youth Club. And also that's the Sunday that we have a guest speaker to come in. And the guest speaker for this month, or the month of January, is Bishop Dwight Smith of Victorious Life Ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come out and hear the man of God as he gives a right now word of God. And he is such a teacher, even the youngest person in the house is going to understand what he's saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Hallelujah. The saints of God sit around the table. Hallelujah. And enjoy each other's fellowship. Hallelujah. We thank God for our rebuilding. For
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the shower stations in Northeast, Southwest, Baltimore City, for our homeward bound friends. We just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. We just thank God still for everyone that joined us in our campaign or in our activity that we had. Hallelujah. Not this couple of days ago, but last Saturday, going down to the Broadway market and passing out the Word of God and warming packets to everybody, to every teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all the lives that the Word of God has changed. Everybody that we're ready to pray for or just touch their lives or say something about Jesus to them. Hallelujah. Keep those people in prayer. Hallelujah. Even if you don't remember their name, hallelujah, just say, Lord, that one I gave a wristband to. Lord, that one that accepted it. Lord, that one I said that had the gray hair, the purple hair, the blue hair. Whatever. God knows who you're talking about. Hallelujah. But the earlier won't be the same ever again. But we thank God for the opportunity. They know we were there.
Oh, yeah.
They know we were there. I went into a store the next day, and they said, oh, y'all were down here giving out food. Y'all were down here.
People
remember.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. You make your mark. Hallelujah. Just pray for the whole area. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Pastor. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I want to see who, did anyone win that special gift, bringing the most guests over to? Did they win? Anybody won that? Okay. Now, somebody had a list of how many people they asked to come in. Who has that list? Who has the list? How many people on your list, Alva TV?
Nine.
Okay. Anybody else had a list?
Probably
since
they did the list.
Okay. How many on your list? Okay. Right now, Ella TV is in the lead. Anybody else that is? Okay. Okay, that's all right. Well, Pastor Peter, you have something for Elder Kibbe.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And while Pastor Peter is doing that, I just like to ask someone. We have two foundation scriptures for this ministry. Who knows at least one of them? Anybody? Two foundation scriptures for this ministry. You share every service we have, even in the morning, 7 days a week, twice on Sundays and Wednesdays. No, the foundation scriptures.
Jeremiah 8:9.
Who said that? Someone up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at that and see what that says.
Goodness
and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Go ahead now. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, you gave the other one. Hallelujah. Who said that? All right, come on down here, Stephen A.J. What is the motto of this ministry?
Wait,
he's coming down again.
Once again.
I was on my way.
No, he's on your way. Okay. Yeah, she can have that. You can take another one because you answered. All right. Okay, what is the motto of this church? Elder Keeley, come on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who brought the Bible with the church today?
I did.
The Bible, not on
the real Bible.
The real Bible. Okay. Deacon AJ,
yes, sir.
Can you come up here and get a wristband and give a wristband to everybody that got the Bible? And they got to show you the Bible. They can say, I got a Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need more, let me know because I got some more in my pocket. Yes, indeed. So we're not playing church, y'all.
Amen.
We don't believe in bench warmers. You understand? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if I wanted to be a bench warmer, I'd go to the park. I'd go down to the bar. You know, because I'm a bitch. I don't know. But see. We co-workers in the kingdom, y'all.
Amen.
And we here not to just be, we don't want to be entertained. We want to grow spiritually.
Amen.
We want to be better today than we were yesterday.
Amen.
We want to be better tomorrow than we were today.
Yes.
We are not comparing ourselves with anybody else but ourselves.
Amen.
And the word of God.
Amen.
Y'all feel me? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm here too. Okay. No, I don't hear it at all now. So you all right. Somebody else has got it. Dr. Peaches,
yes.
You all right. You don't have to do that. God bless you all. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord, all the time. Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Come on down, y'all. Come on down.
I'll give everyone a
blessing
to my head.
Oh, Lord, see that. The river came on my book.
All the time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The memory of the just is blessed. Where is that town?
Hallelujah.
All right. Come on up here. Elder Kibbe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you can have one of these books. I don't know if I have them. You can give it to somebody if you have one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Where's the sound? Hey, whoever knows it, come on, say it so we can give you a blessing.
John 11:25.
You're hot, but you're not there. Right, anybody else? Come on now.
Okay.
One more chance. Jesus wept. Where's the sound?
Where's
Pastor Peaches is very hot. You said 11:25.
Oh, okay, 11:35.
Okay, he redeemed himself. Well, she did.
Yes.
Lord has mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, bless the Lord. I'm getting ready to see if the music is right.
Thank you,
because we're going to play some music that we're going to hear in the pastor's corner.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All your goodness, your kindness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After this election, you will hear the voice of the Holy Ghost Spirit, tongue talking, fire baptized. Sorry about that. A Holy Ghost Spirit, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peachy Bird, with the pastor's corner on today.
For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation is glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Honor the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God is wonderful.
The Lord our God.
He is one.
Hallelujah!
started to.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share. I had a thought, and I entitled my little thought today was, "How committed are you?" Hallelujah. How are we a contributor, or are we fully committed? And hope this doesn't make you hungry, but are you the chicken, or are you the pig? Hallelujah. For the chicken, we can say, he can say, "Hey, I'm in." And he can give some eggs, and he's telling the truth. Because if he can get some eggs, and you can do so much with eggs. Make them bacon, scramble them, boil them. Hey, the list goes on and on. But the chicken is still not fully committed. Hallelujah. He can donate and go his way. He still didn't lay down his life. But then we have the pig. Yes, we have ham steaks, sausages, links, scrapple, bacon, and so on. So many things we can do with these items. And the list can go on and on. But in order to get these things, the pig has to die. He has to give his life. He has to fully commit. My question to you, how committed have you made up your mind to be in this new year? Hallelujah. We make up New Year's resolutions of things that we want to achieve or things we want to do better or want to accomplish. Are you going to do it alone, or are you going to ask the Father to help you? On your own, you are the chicken. It doesn't mean you aren't safe, but there are some parts of your life you figure you can handle and hold on to, and you're still in control. But see, God doesn't want us to be in control. He wants to be in control. Mm-hmm. We can't have it both ways. We can't do it both ways. Either we're going to let him drive, and we're going to sit with confidence and let him do it, or we're going to be in control, and he's going to take a back seat. Mm. My mother used to say, God ain't going to put his hand in the pot and stir as long as your hand in the pot. As long as he sees you doing it, he's going to back out and he's going to let you do it. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Psalms 37:5, hallelujah. Psalms 37:5, hallelujah. Turn to it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37:5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Yes.
And the next verse says that he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noon. They rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't think that God can do this and that, or we don't know how he's going to do it. So sometimes that causes us to say, oh, God, I'll take it in part. When we say, Lord, have thine own way, I am the potter, you're the clay. It sounds so deep. But we think God's going to send us over there to Africa.
Yep.
We think God's going to send us downtown in front of Lexington Market or on the corner of Saratoga and Utah with a bullhorn and preach the gospel. If that's not your personality, you don't know what God has. God is going to work along with you. Hallelujah. Yes, he's going to bring you. He wants you to come out of your comfort zone. But he's not going to tell you to stand on your head. Hallelujah. For a long time, I was afraid to jump. I was afraid to say that. I was afraid to say, Lord, here I am, send me. Hallelujah. We don't know what God's going to do.
I know that's right.
And you be holding things, oh, God, I don't know where you're going to send me. No, I ain't saying that. You know, so when I'm in a restaurant and I'm giving the waitress a tip, I'll put my tip in the track and say, huh, you know, bless the Lord. you know, or leave some tracks on the shelves in the store, or, you know, call somebody, oh, hey, I was praying for you. How you doing? You know, anything you need me to do? And sometimes you'd be hoping, I hope they don't know you need me to do anything. You know, but you think, well, if they need me to do, you know, because I can pray. But you know what I told somebody? I said, what do you need me to do? We can all pray. But sometimes you need somebody to get in the ring with you when your shelves are empty and they you calling them up and they say, you know, I'm really no food. They need you to go get them some food. They need you to and sometimes you need to say, Lord, this is so-and-so is on my mind. What's going on? Look, lead it, God, and bless me, Lord God. I'm going to call him. And he'll lead you to pray, and he will lead you right at the right time, and God will give you the resources that person needs.
Hallelujah.
As long as your hand is open to give, God is going to bless that hand to be filled up. He doesn't want you to say, what you need? Hear the person's need. They share with you, and then you say, okay, but I'll be touching in green with you. I'll be praying for you. That person don't know you to be praying, to be touching in green. Yeah, be touching in green, but you know what? I don't care if you got a couple of dollars, you got some food things, you got something. God then gave you a way to get some people some food.
That's real.
Or whatever. So therefore, give them some food. And say, you know what, sister? I got some gas. I'm coming to your house, and I'm going to pick you up. And we going down, even if you're taking them to the Dollar Tree. You know what? It's a Dollar Tree, me and me. And you know what? And we're going to pick up some stuff so that you and your children have some food, okay? And it's just between me and you. And you know, you ain't got to sound a bullhorn. You ain't got to give in church and testify. It's between you and that person that you blessing. And you know what? And when you are in need, God is going to touch somebody's heart to send the blessings your way because you're sown the seed. Don't expect no harvest. You ain't put no seeds in the ground. When it's harvest time, that farmer, he going to go to the field, and you know what? He going to look over there, well, he ain't got no harvest to bring in. Joker, that's because you ain't sowing no seeds. So therefore, if you're sowing the seeds, hallelujah, and then when you get stressed and you say, Lord, such and such, and Lord God, I didn't know this bill was coming. And you know what? You can call it back. Those seeds that you have sown, nobody knew that you did it. Nobody knew that you blessed sister so-and-so, blessed brother so-and-so, blessed this child, blessed that child. Use it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I sown when I even didn't have it, Lord God, when I could have put it on my own bills. But Lord God, the so-and-so needed it more than me. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, make a way for this bill. Lord God, make a way for gas to be in the tank. Lord God, make a way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I receive it, Lord God, whatever way you bring it in Jesus' name. And don't you know, a knock will come at the door, hallelujah. Somebody send you something in the mail. Hallelujah. You'll find money. God will do. God has ways far beyond ours. Hallelujah. But you got to sow the seed. You got to be committed. Hallelujah. Don't feel like, oh, well, I don't know what God is going to, or how long he's going to take sending me a companion. So, Lord, I'll take it this part of my life on my own. Okay, and you can go out there and get some jokers and smack you upside your head and don't have the same values that you have in the Lord. So my girl used to ask me about, I said, you know what? He need to be saved from the longest strand of hair to his longest toenail. If you want to know what I want y'all to have, he got to be saved through the Holy Ghost.
Already.
In the name of Jesus. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. No, plan B. Know that he better come saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Not come, and men know how to go into the church and find saved women, and they know how to act saved long enough to get what they want, and then they leave the church, and then you're leaving a life of hell with this joker that you thought was saved through the Holy Ghost and somebody that appeared to be a sheep. No, but he was a sheep in wolf's clothing. Hallelujah. So therefore, ask God, lead God, bless, direct. Hallelujah. He will not see you wrong. But we have to fully commit. Fully commit. God is able. to do exceeding abundantly above. He's not going to send you to Iraq. He ain't going to send you to Bangladesh. He ain't going to tell you go over there and just stand in the middle of the street and declare this, this, and that. Hey, God knows us. He knows our personality. Hallelujah. He knows that we, he just knows us. Hallelujah. And he loves us. Hallelujah. He's not going to make you do things and make you have panic attacks and all like that. But Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Be encouraged to live for the Lord, thanks of God. Hallelujah. And to be committed unto him and commit your ways unto him because he loves you.
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask you a question, Pastor Peter.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How far is it from here to what? Never mind. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah.
Thank
it's
you.
Holy Communion time.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all, I want you to understand, this is for me of a heal.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Almighty
you,
God in Jesus' name. He is Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
The God that takes yes, sickness from the midst of his people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The meal that heals, y'all. The meal that heals. Our text on today is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity to take this confirmation meal. This is a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank God for this opportunity.
Yes, yes.
Because if somebody came up in here today that needs a touch from the Lord, that somebody that came in with a pain or with an idea or something happening in their life that they needed God to step into. He is a Koshiki. He's the God that takes sickness from the midst of the people.
Yes, yes.
He's the God that heals.
Yes, yes.
He is the God that supplies all your needs.
Yes.
Courses, riches, and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We thank God for the meal that heals. We lift up the element of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the element in Jesus' name. Again, the text on today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. In that scripture.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In that scripture, the word of the Lord says to examine yourself.
Yes.
Not everybody else, but yourself.
Amen.
And we do that in the light of the word of God.
Yes.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Thank you, God.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, he washed our sins with his own blood. My.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26:28. Because we have redemption through the blood, and through the blood that our sins are forgiven. And every time when they mentioned Holy Communion, I needed a check up from the neck up and the neck down. So right now, we go jointly. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you,
we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. As we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you can be, your word says,
Hallelujah.
Your word says,
Your word.
Thank you. With your stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, God, for your healing. Thank you, God, for your healing.
With your blood, we are made whole and clean.
Thank you for your healing.
We're delivered.
Thank you for your healing.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you again, Lord. He broke the bread. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup.
I thank you, Lord God. You didn't know that it was. What is it?
Thank you.
Second Luke 4:18-19. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, so we thank you, Lord God. You didn't know that it was. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. There's somebody in pain right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The auditory system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, and integumentary system. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural created miracles right now. All over the world right now. We thank you, Lord, for tumors. Cancers dissolving. Glucose levels coming to normal. High blood pressure coming to normal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New kidneys. New knees. New hips. New livers. New brains. New heart. New lungs.
Yes, thank you,
we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now.
Yes.
All over the world.
Thank you, God.
Yes, in Baltimore. Yes, in Maryland. Yes, in the United States. But also in Hungary and Poland and Australia and Africa and South America and Canada.
Thank you, God.
In the islands. In Europe and Asia. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing right now, Lord. You are the healer.
You
are the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord. We place the spirit of pain and the reason for the pain. Hallelujah. Because all sickness is oppression of the enemy. We curse you right now, saying the Lord God, curse you and bind you in Jesus' name. Oh, the Lord. How about all those sick healing? We thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue right now. Your word declares, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. We thank you, Lord. For our soul prospering. We thank you, Lord, for our bodies being whole, healed, and delivered. We speak to our bodies now. We say, come in line with the word of God in Jesus' name. Come in line with the electrifying, powerful word of Almighty God in Jesus' name. Mighty terrible, there's some trouble in the mind. There's some folks that are troubled in their heart. Some trouble in their family. Some trouble on the job. Somebody got trouble in their neighborhood. We thank you, Lord, for victory in Jesus' name. There's some that lost loved ones. We say, minister to them, Lord, comfort and peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The honorable shaking it in. Oh, we'll say that it is. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In your words, the purpose of King of the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verses 2 and 3. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring me in remembrance, that we may plead together, that we may be justified.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and other world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys. Every curse against us and our family, every stellar, the hex of the duck, we call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. Or every curse against us and our family, every stellar, the hex of the duck, fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able the people come calling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. And the church says,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And all your glory, and all unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My law says my time is up. All right. What time is it now, Pastor Peter? Oh, bless be God for the Rukas Adonai. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground itself be sown unto is good ground. And I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, heal with the Holy Spirit of God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness.
Amen.
And that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. in Jesus' name. And we serve Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, we curse you, but we command to be bound in Jesus' name. And again, we give you the glory, give you the honor, give you the praise, Lord Jesus. For it's truly yours. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen one more time.
Amen.
Well, bless you, God. So, Lucas, I'm asking Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses, please? Yes. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 18, verse 21. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 to 13. Isaiah 47, verse 13, Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 29 and 30, 1 Peter 3, verse 10, James, 3rd chapter, verse 6, Matthew, chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, and Proverbs 14, verse 12.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody in here, you got a composition notebook?
Yes.
That's good. You got Bible, you got a composition notebook?
Yeah.
Anybody got a pencil or pen?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it's time for notes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
During World War II, the whole world was at war. And there were spies all over the place. And it seems that even in the United States, there were German spies. And there were Asian spies, Japanese spies. And one of the things that the powers that be, the military folk, said to their soldiers and their Marines and their Air Force men and all of those military folk was the same. And they even put it on posters. They said, loose lips sink ships. You don't know who you're talking to, and it may be the enemy, and what you say will cause a ship on the ocean full of our troops to be sunk. Loose lips sink ships. Fast forward to about 1970. There was a young man named Cleo Wilson Jr. who had a variety show. And he happened to be, you know that name, he must have been an African American. Hallelujah. But his show garnered a Globe Award and two Emmys. It was for the longest time the second rated, highest rated show on TV in America. And this fellow named Cleo Wilson Jr. had a nickname, and his name was Flip Wilson. And on his show, he had two recurring characters that he portrayed. One was Geraldine, and the other was Reverend Levi. I don't recall any of the messages of Reverend Levi except one. He preached a sermon, Loose Lips. Okay. Hallelujah. That's the title of today's message. We've done this before. God led me to do it again. Loose lips. Six. 598 BC, boy, we're dealing with history. God's chosen people were taken to Babylon under the yoke, and they were forced to do all kinds of things. And one of the Babylonian directives was that you got to serve our gods. Now, they had a myriad of gods. That means a whole lot of gods and goddesses. Their system gave birth to a pseudoscience. What is a pseudoscience? Something that's not real. Now, I'm going to give you two words. There is astronomy, which is the study of heavenly bodies. And there is astrology, which is the study of demonic bodies, demonic forces. This originated in Babylon, 598 BCE, before Common Era, or before Christian Era, or BC, like we used to say. And they developed several demonic things. They laid the framework for several others. Now, I got my own names for it. They developed the Vodacrack, the Harm Readers, mm-hmm, the Misfortune Tellers, mm-hmm, the Horoscope, mm-hmm, and the Wicked Board. In 1100 A.D., or CE, Common Era, or Christian Era, the Chinese picked up on the Wicked Board. Y'all may know it as the Ouija Board. It opens up the gate to demonic infiltration. Hallelujah. I forgot to put my teeth in today. Anyhow, you got to hear and understand this, because the Bible addresses all of this. Five demonic things that had their basis in the Babylonian philosophy. The Zodocrat, the Harm Readers, Misfortune Tellers, the Horoscope, and the Wicked Boy. Y'all got to remember that. Now, I put my own names up. You won't find those in the book, you know, in the dictionary. But you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And see, ruthless sink ships. Now, Pastor teaches, I know you gave scriptures. There's a scripture in, I need you to go directly to Exodus 3 to 5. Because y'all need to understand this here. So y'all can be free of the encumbrances that we put on ourselves. Because ruthless. When you get there, say amen, Pastor. Amen. Go ahead and read that.
Exodus 12, 3?
No, 20, 3 through 5.
Oh, 20, chapter 20,
okay. Verse 3 through 5. Okay. When you get there, say amen. Okay, go ahead.
Exodus 20, verses 3 through 5. Thou shalt have no other God before me.
Stop. What does no other mean?
None. No other.
Okay, go ahead.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Stop. Now, y'all up there thinking that African art is nice. Oh, that's a beautiful. It's a God. Go ahead.
For any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above,
mm-hmm.
or that is in the earth beneath.
Stop. Y'all folks that got signs of the zodiac in your house and you wondering why stuff keeps happening. Every zodiac sign is a plot, what do you call it? A plot to a Babylonian god. We're talking about going back over 2,000 years, y'all. When you say a zodiac sign, you have honored a Babylonian god. And you wonder why stuff keeps, you got the money in the bag, but the bag got holes in it. You go driving, you get two flat tires. Now, I don't know anybody that carries two spare tires. You get two black tires, you got to call somebody to help you out. Go ahead.
Or that is in the water beneath or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Do you understand? It's not just about you. You just sinking your ship. You sinking your children's ship and your grandchildren's ship and your great-grandchildren's third or fourth generation? This is serious business, y'all. Don't you get messed up with the Zodocrats. The harm leaders. The misfortune tellers. The horrible scope. Or the wiki board. Come on now. It ain't a game. Give me the first scripture I got there. Let me stop before you go there. I'm going to find out his name because it's got to be in history somewhere.
Yeah.
He got struck by lightning. He lived through there.
Mm-hmm.
7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. He lived through there. I don't know what he did. I can imagine. 7 years later, he gets struck by lightning again. He lived through that. 2 years into the next 7 years, he dies. 5 years later, which would be in the 7 years, his grave got struck by lightning. No. I'm going to tell y'all something. When God says something one time, that's significant. Is that right?
Amen.
When he says it twice, that's meaningful.
Yes.
But when he says it over 25 and 38 and 30 times, I think you ought to pay attention. And don't tell me you do poor, you can't even pay attention. You've got to pay attention to that. Okay, go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Hey.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Now, if I ask you whose ship that is going to sink, it's going to be yours,
mm-hmm.
and your children,
mm-hmm.
and your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Come on now. You're messing up. It ain't a little thing. Give me another scripture.
Deuteronomy 18:10-13. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire.
Stop right there. There was a craze in the 80s and 90s. Walking through the fire. Y'all remember hot coals? Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I know some preachers and some pastors that went through that. They don't understand. They were actually doing something against what the Word of God
mm-hmm.
said. Go ahead now.
Wow. Or that use of divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Look here. The photograph, the palm, the palm reader, the misfortune teller, the horoscope, and the wicked board. It hit all of those, y'all.
Yeah.
This is real and it's deep. Give me another scripture.
For all that do these things are an abomination.
That's not right there. Abomination.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, what is the meaning of the word abomination?
Abomination. A thing that causes disgust or hatred.
Hmm.
Now, what's this about abomination? Mm-hmm. To who?
The Lord, thy God, will drive them out from before thee.
Do y'all see what I'm saying here? This is serious. This is not nothing. This is deep stuff. Go ahead. Give me.
Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
Perfect. When the Bible talks about perfection, it's talking about maturity. It talks about maturity, because we know what the Spirit of the living God, that's what's perfect. The Holy Ghost, perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand? So when we talk about being perfect, we talk about being mature. That's why we need to grow spiritually, so we can be more mature today than yesterday. More mature tomorrow than we were today. Go ahead, give me another scripture. I'm out of time.
Isaiah 47:13.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsel. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee.
A whole bunch of stuff coming upon you. You get involved in that stuff. Okay. God will protect you as much as he can, but I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. You talking about the altar land? You put yourself in the group of the altar land. Not that you're going to be blessed with the Lord. You're going to be like the rain on the just and unjust. It's just going to be, hallelujah. See, we want to be the blessing. We want to have a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't be the blessing if we got all this stuff we getting involved into and there's some stuff. You like this stuff attached to it. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Ephesians 4:29-30.
Come on now.
No corrupt communication.
So
feed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
You just messed up in those five things I told you about. You're grieving the Holy Spirit. You come out of your mouth there. This is my sign. Your sign is a sign of the cross.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus saved his life for you. I gotta go on. Give me another scripture.
1 Peter 3:10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
Watch what you say, because Lucifer
thinks it.
Lucifer
thinks it.
So, because you're kidding. Give me another scripture.
1 Peter 3:6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
You want hell in your life? Get involved in that stuff. It ain't a game, y'all. That stuff is not a game. They portray the wicked board as being a game. It ain't no game, y'all.
It's not. Amen. It's not.
It's a portal straight to hell, y'all. Come on, give me another one.
Hallelujah. Matthew 12:36-37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Well, I don't need to say nothing to that. Y'all understand what that just said. Is that right?
Right.
Somebody needs to say amen up in here.
Amen, amen.
Because we just.
Being shit.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
It seems, this is harmless. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm wearing a zodiac sign on my shirt. And everywhere I go, every time I go over here, past this church, I get a flat tire. Somebody tried to tell me something. If you got anything with zodiac signs in your house, you better get rid of it. That's honor to a Babylonian God. You need to get rid of it quick and in a hurry. Oh, shit, KDD. Go ahead, give me another. That was the last scripture. There's another scripture. There are two more scriptures. There's Colossians 2:18, and then skip to 21. Because they got to hear this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 21.
Colossians 2:18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary
way. Stop right there. See, you turn yourself over to God. You have submitted to God. You've asked Jesus to come into your life. You've got a reward. But see, some folks, the enemy will try to fool you and try to get you to do something that will affect the reward that already got your name on it. Go ahead.
In involuntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
This is a spiritual is carnal. A lot of stuff that they deal with is carnal. Even they talk about worshiping angels, which sounds all like angels. That's cool. They worship Michael, but the Bible didn't say they worship Michael. But the Bible said worship Jesus and God, Almighty God. Glory to God. Read 21 now. Read 21.
Oh, touch not.
Uh huh.
Taste not.
Come on now.
Handle not.
Stop right there. You heard? Start reading that again.
Touch not, taste not, handle not.
Amen. Is that all? That's it?
Yep, that's the 21st verse.
Hallelujah. That's the message today. Don't get involved in that, y'all. Somebody trying to throw that on you, so they're trying to give you, ungodly, attachment. And say, are you a Virgo? No, I'm a Christian. No, I'm a blood boy. I'm a blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, child baptized, child of the Most High God. Questionable shit today. Stay away from that stuff, y'all. It ain't innocent. It ain't harmless. Lazoda crack. The harm readers, the misfortune tellers, the horrible scope, and the wicked boy. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the message on today. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground and that somebody somewhere is deciding to follow God, deciding to follow Christ all the way. That somebody understands that when Exodus 20 and 3 says, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm a jealous God. Don't mess with me. Hallelujah, glory to God, because you're going to get your whole body in trouble. You're going to get your children in trouble. You're going to get your grandchildren in trouble. You're going to get your great-grandchildren. When somebody, we thank you, Lord, that they got the message today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing right now our homes and our minds and our hearts of any kind of God. Babylonians from loss of faith, any kind of Babylonian deity. We decree and declare that they are dead in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And God is alive in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name today. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon each and everyone here and those in Radio Land. I don't know if the program is still on, but glory be to God. It probably is, because somebody needs to hear this today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, 30, 60, 100 fold. Yes. And we praise the name today in Jesus' name. Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah.
Before it's yours. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen again.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. If you're out there, you want to denounce these things you've had in your life, in your home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Throw the things away that you heard the pastor mention. Hallelujah. And accept Jesus Christ in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. And if you want to, say, Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He's now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. We believe if you pray that prayer and you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you are now a child of God. You're saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to have a Bible, please call us at 410-444 and we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning. And morning prayer at 720-527-5952. And the access code is 1034545. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.